When I was a kid, I loved to play sports. I played baseball, football, and basketball. I learned how to play sports from my best friend, Anthony. He even taught me how to ride a bicycle. My dad worked all the time. He loved me and had interest in me, but he needed to work for our family. Of no fault of his own, my dad knew more about meatballs and rice balls than baseballs, footballs, and basketballs. I am a Met, Jet, and Knick fan. I have poisoned my family also. My son is a Net fan. He suffers just as much as I do. I love playing, listening on the radio, and watching sports on television. I played Little League Baseball and rec basketball. I played on a neighborhood football team, and we traveled both Brooklyn and Queens playing against other teams. My friend Mark and I were the only two Jewish players in a Catholic baseball league. We are both lefties. He played third base, and I played shortstop. That's right. My mother sewed our last names on our jerseys. We lost all 14 games our first year, but we loved it. This happened 40 years ago, and I still remember it today. I later moved to center field and first base and pitcher. So when your kids tell you they forgot about what happened to them in a game maybe today, yesterday, or the day before, they really didn't. They will remember some of the kids they played with, some of the events that happened, and some of the coaches that coached them. I love playing football. Most of the time I played on both sides of the offensive and defensive lines. I played a little running back, tight end, and linebacker also. The best thing about football is that you're allowed to hit people, and it's legal. Yeah, baby. I wasn't great at basketball, but I enjoyed playing it. I either played center or forward. Some of my favorite ball players were Tom Seaver, Jerry Kuzman, Ed Cranepool, Rusty Staub, David Wright, Mickey Mantle, Pete Rose, Willie McCovey, Willie Stargell, and Joe Torre in baseball, Ray Nischke, Willie Lanier, Walter Payton, Ed Podolak, Larry Zonka, Curly Culp, Joe Namath, Phil Sims, Harry Carson, and Franco Harris in football, and Walt Frazier, Willis Reed, Dave DeBuscher, Earl Monroe, Jerry West, Walt Chamberlain, Kobe, LeBron, Wes Unseld, and of course, Michael. One of the great things about sports is that you can make a mistake or you do not form well today, there's always tomorrow. You can go out tomorrow and do something well and have a good game and you forget about all about yesterday. Another great thing about sports is that you can share it with others. You can share it with your family and friends. I have great sports conversations with both of my brother-in-laws. One of my brother-in-laws told me that sports is a great diversion from reality. Ain't that the truth? Later in life, I played and coached on a Temple softball team for 10 years. The friendships that I made 13 years ago, I still enjoy today. The camaraderie that can develop among teammates can be great. I became an assistant coach for my son's T-ball group. Boy, was that difficult. Then I coached soccer. I knew nothing about soccer. I wanted to be with my son. Then I started head coaching basketball. That became embarrassing. A hostile person would come out of me. I used to apologize to the referees before the game because I knew I would do or say something that I would regret. I've been coaching for 10 years. I love instructing a kid and then seeing their face when they do something good. It's very rewarding. One of my best experiences, one of my best compliments is when my daughter asked me to coach her basketball team. It took the girls 3 games to realize that it wasn't ballet with a ball. Girls listen better than boys. Boys can play better than girls. My wife tells me I'll miss the coaching when it's over. She's right. She's always right, except when she's wrong. And then she's still right. I've been married for 27 years, I know. Sports is a great way for you to further your relationship with your children. You spend time with them. You discuss the games with them. You can train with them. You stress to your children how if today you do not succeed, there is always tomorrow. They will also learn how to play as a team. Sure, there are individual sports. My son is on the fencing team. It's all about the fencer. It's so intense. The practices, the sparring, and the meets. The fencer has to perform on his own. I relate fencing to boxing, and my son tells me I don't know what I'm talking about. His instructor agrees with me. It drives my son crazy. That's pretty funny. Another great thing about sports is sharing your favorite teams with your family. My son's really into it. My wife is also. My daughter is a little bit, but she knows her sports. She knows if she brings home a Yankee fan that there could be trouble. I'm only kidding. I usually kick them out of the house. I'm only kidding. My son and I talk about the teams, the possible trades, and the playoffs. We go to games. One of the best things my wife started to do is that we're visiting all of the baseball stadiums. We have been on several trips, and all of us have gone together. It is great when we're all together. My daughter has come on every trip except one. Sports is an avenue for many things. You get exercise, discipline, and you can challenge yourself. You can share it with others. Be outside and talk to people. Talk to your family. I think sports has a lot to offer. Try and get your kids involved with it. As Nike says, just do it.